In 1997, a two-year-old boy was abducted near his home in eastern China, apparently by a couple who sold the boy to traffickers. Police investigated the case, and the boy's father followed up leads he uncovered and searched for his son. He rode 310,000 miles on 10 different motorbikes, spending his life's savings as he desperately sought to locate the boy. Two dozen years after he was abducted, the boy, now 26 years old, was reunited with his parents. His mother said, "My baby, you came back." Jesus taught a parable about a man who went searching for the lost. We read about it in Luke 15. "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.'" And then Jesus said, "I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." And that's how God feels about sinners. When you see someone you feel has gone too far, maybe someone in your own family has wandered from God, or perhaps was never any kind of believer, keep in mind that that person is God's son or daughter. And just like earthly parents don't stop loving their children, God hasn't stopped loving the lost. He still cares, and he still searches. If you're one of those lost ones, I want you to know that God loves you. And if you're burdened for the lost, know that God is too. They're his children, and God is still searching for them. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.